Hello, Audio Boo. I was just listening to a Boo by, apologies if I mispronounce this, Farog Touch, who's started following me. And he posted a Boo a couple of weeks back about football and talking about the fact that he's only very recently become interested in football. And it's funny because obviously we've had the World Cup, and for me personally, like, this World Cup I've followed more closely than any other World Cup. I watched a lot of the games. I at least knew which teams were playing every day. I, you know, followed the rankings, understood it all. And it wasn't just because Colombia were doing well, because of course I didn't know that that was, I think that's what inspired me at first. And then I just suddenly really got into the competition and the spirit of it. Reasons that I really liked the World Cup were that, you know, the stakes are higher, the competition is higher, football is played better. And also, recently, about 4 months ago, I got the chance to go to a football stadium for the first time in my life, because there was a work competition and there were free tickets offered, basically. So I went along with a couple of friends and obviously some more staff, and we went to see a game, Tottenham, and I can't remember who they were playing, you know. I'm not even going to try and guess. It was a European team anyway. And went into the stadium. And, you know, well, from the moment that I got to the station at Seven Sisters, I was going to get the train to White Hart Lane. And just a sheer buzz, you know. Everybody was talking about the upcoming match. There was real excitement going on. It was packed. Like, there was a real sense of belonging and a real sense of community. On the train, you got off the train. Because of all the negative press that I've always heard about football and the violence, I was a little bit, you know, a little bit nervous. But that was just nothing. It was just like everyone was chilling out. Everybody was going at a very relaxed pace, you know. And going up those stairs, and you walk through the door onto your terrace, and the sound of thousands of people cheering all around you. I really regret the fact that I didn't record. I actually think I had my equipment on me at the time, but I was feeling really unwell as well. But even though I was feeling quite unwell, okay, eventually came down with a very bad tummy bug the day out. Well, that same night, actually. It still got me, you know, the sheer love of it. You know, people were sitting there having a bit of food and that, and I was just like, I've never experienced this, and I love that sense of community. And I recently the World Cup has shown me, you know, the real skill that great players can have, how they can manage the ball. I've given a few basic skills that are like dribbling a go, and to be able to hear radio commentary of how well these guys do it and appreciate how difficult it is. Especially when you're facing up against 11 other players that are determined to get the ball off you, has just definitely inspired me. Whether I watch league football as closely, probably not, because it is a lot of time. It's 90 minutes of your time. It is a long time to dedicate. But I definitely like it more. I respect the game more, and I'll be watching it, the bigger contests.